This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You're listening to the Sherlock's Podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlock's Podcast with me, Lisa Potter Dixon. Now, this is a bit of a special one to honour the Sherlock's Beauty Awards 2024. Should we have a little whoop whoop? The winners of which will be live by the time this podcast goes out. Now, today I have SL's Beauty Insiders with me. Hello to Michaela Boulder, George Day, and Adiola Boyega. So, this is an all things beauty podcast. And you guys, I'm going to glance at the winners, very luckily. Becky and Satna have put together all categories, and everything has been voted for by the Sherlock's readers, so thank you so much guys for that. Everything gives such a great overview of beauty, from the best budget brand to 2024's most viral product and everything in between. With a winner, runner-up and SL pick for each category, let's get started. And of course, I want to start with makeup. So let's go. I'm really excited about this, guys. Also, just excited to be in a room with you three and loads of makeup.
Yes. And we've been chatting for about half an hour already, like we've just been for dinner.
So true. Okay, we're going to start with best concealer, because thank you to whoever invented concealer in the first place.
Yeah. Where would we be without it?
Where would we? Wow. Seriously. It's that one product you can just put a little bit on and it makes such a huge difference.
And if you find a good one, I don't know about you guys, but if you find a good one, I quite often just wear that instead of foundation and just thin it out where I need to, or add more where I need it.
Completely.
Saves the day.
Absolutely. Now, do we just go straight in and start with the winner?
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Let's go to the top.
We might do a drum roll for everyone, but I feel like we should for the first one.
This is a corker, though, to be fair, isn't it? I mean, it's a classic.
It is. The winner of Best Concealer is the NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer. Oh, love
small
it.
Small round of applause.
Small round of applause for that. This, for me, is a staple in my kit. I mean, it is the best concealer, in my opinion, obviously, in your guys' opinion, too. Does everyone love it?
Yeah. Love it. It's so good. And it's one of those concealers that is like a cult classic. Like, if you say NARS, it's synonymous with the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everyone knows NARS for their creamy radiant concealer.
Definitely. Yeah.
I also think it's really good if you are using it to hide blemishes, because quite often when concealers are too kind of cakey, they just sit over the spot and then you get that flakiness and it, do you know what I mean? Whereas this has got enough kind of creaminess in it that it doesn't make it oilier, but it kind of conceals it in a way that doesn't make it flaky and dry as well.
I know it blends really easy.
Yeah.
And I'm a really dry skin as well. So I feel like when I'm using it, I can either blend with my finger or a little brush, just to kind of press it in. I'm not a massive makeup wearer, obviously, but a concealer is definitely a one for me. I'm really quite pink around the nose, around my eye area and my chin. So my prime areas, and I just find it blends easy. It doesn't pick up my dryness.
It's brilliant. Yeah. And the shades, the undertones, amazing.
So
a deserved winner. Well done, NARS. Okay, then the runner-up. Love this as well, actually. The Maybelline Erase Anti-Age Eye Concealer. Congratulations, Maybelline. Great affordable concealer.
Yeah.
Again, one that's gone viral like multiple times as well.
The applicator is really, really good. Again, it's a pinpoint, especially the under eye area where you can get a lot of dryness.
Yeah.
I think people are very sort of conscious about their concealer sitting in those areas. That concealer is fantastic and such a good like budget friendly concealer.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Can we talk about the editor's pick?
We can,
because I love this.
Do you know what? I really love this too. So the editor's pick for the best concealer is the Kosas Revealer Concealer. I never realised.
It rhymes.
Lovely. How lovely. A really great. Actually, the whole brand, like you say.
So good. So good.
New to the game, but every product that they bought out has been pretty exceptional.
Yeah, and I think their tagline is makeup for skincare freaks, isn't it? Which I think says it all.
I've not tried it, so you've just sold it to me.
Kayleigh, you'd love it. I feel like it's a facialist dream, actually.
Yeah.
It's like the textures are just really beautiful, skin-like. everything blends really beautifully. It's a really great product. So, and that's one that I would use all over as kind of like in lieu of foundation.
It's interesting that that's been quite a big trend, probably in the last year, using the concealer all over the face. Actually, I actually think that Jamie Genevieve from Vive started that trend on TikTok. It went viral, and then everyone's kind of doing it. I suppose as makeup artists, Addie, we've been doing that for years.
It's just one of, because very rarely do we use foundation all over. We're very much like, you know, the minimalist amount of product on the skin, because it's meant to be skin that looks like skin. That's the best way to do it with the concealer.
Absolutely. You're not going to be too heavy-handed.
Exactly.
Okay, but talking of foundation, let's move on to best foundation. There's no shocks here. I'm not surprised. It's an icon. The winner of the best foundation is the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk Foundation. We've got one here. I mean, honestly, it is just a cult classic. I love the bottle.
It's so chic, isn't it?
But the finish of it, it does give you that beautiful glow to the skin.
Yeah.
Without adding too much weight.
Yeah, absolutely. And whenever you speak to makeup artists or you ask them, like, you know, in a magazine, like, what are your, like, best favourite foundations? That one always comes up time and time again.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful foundation.
This is actually, when I first started out as a makeup artist, I saved up for months and months to buy, like, 3 or 4 different shades to have in my kit. Because I think it's, like, 20 years old now, this foundation. Yeah. But the fact that it's still winning prestigious awards like this one says so much about it.
It's one that I recommend to so many people as well. Because if people are quite nervous about foundations, aren't they? Because they feel like there's quite a lot of room for error if you get the wrong shade or the wrong sort of finish for your skin. That is one I recommend to everybody, because I just think you can't go wrong with it.
Yeah.
Like, it'll suit everybody.
Definitely.
You can build it up, you can sheer it out.
I completely agree. Yeah. Okay, the runner-up. Kind of not a surprise either, but it is the Estee Lauder Double Wear Stay In Place Foundation, SPF 10. But okay, listen, I mean, again,
I love this foundation.
But this is interesting, right? We've got two award winners here who have been around forever. And when we are in a industry now that is really saturated, but also has so many incredible products, the fact that these two are still top dogs, it says a lot, really.
Yeah, it's a testament to the formulation. Yeah, I love this foundation. And I think it used to have a very bad rep because of the name.
Yeah.
You know, that double wear, that stay in place. Everyone would think it would be quite cakey. But actually, it was one of the first foundations that I actually wore that didn't have that.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. But a really good tip is I love to mix it with a little bit of the Advanced Night Repair Serum.
Nice.
And that just gives such a beautiful finish on the skin. So if you are someone that loves maybe a long-wearing foundation but really wants to manipulate it to kind of sit on your skin beautifully, that's a really good hack.
I can see that's now going to go viral.
I feel like it's a really good one to always kind of have in your makeup bag. You'll always need it at some point if you just need a little bit of extra mileage from your foundation. Like, it's a really good one to have in the bank.
Yeah, and it's also really good on other parts of your body, like down your legs.
Yes.
Body moisturizer, the formulation is great.
Yeah, on shoots, behind scenes as well.
Yeah, oh, it's always got it.
Yeah,
exactly. And then the editor's pick. This is a newbie, right? It's relatively new, and I love this. It's a Sisley Phyto Tint Nude. It definitely, it's pronounced in a French way. And I just went Phyto Tint. But anyway, so that is the editor's pick. And again, beautiful.
Yeah.
I think Sisley makeup is really underrated, actually.
Especially
their foundations. They're really beautiful. They're the textures. Textures.
Yeah.
Like, lip balm's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
And that really carries through into their makeup, I think.
Yeah. This would be great for you, Michaela, because you don't wear much foundation, but actually it's super light, but it gives you that kind of glow, again, that skincare hybrids.
Yeah. Like, I always try and find that. So even if I get a foundation, I'll mix it with a moisturiser and oil to try and get a middle ground for it. So maybe it's one for me.
There you go. Okay, so that is the best foundation. Let's move on to best tinted moisturiser, CC and BB cream. Now, I actually find this category really interesting because I find now that a lot of foundations that are coming out have that element of like a tinted moisturiser kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's almost like, do they still need to be separated?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but the winners are fantastic. And again, I'm not surprised because the winner of this is the IT Cosmetics Your Skin But Better CC Cream with SPF 50. Annie just gave it a little round of applause. Just gave a little pat there.
It's one of my personal favourites, only because it really does what it says on the tin. It makes your skin look better, and I just love the finish of it.
So it's really nice, but also I would say I like the illuminating version.
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
Really nice product. And then the runner-up, which I'm a massive fan of, is the Chanel Le Beige Water Fresh Complexion Touch.
Oh, that is
so good. Yeah. It comes in the bottle, it looks like little droplets.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I just love the way it blends. And if you haven't tried it and you pump a pump on the back of your hand, it kind of, you look at it and you think, oh gosh, how's that gonna, and then you start to blend it and it just kind of shears out. It's like a serum foundation-y concealery type thing, isn't it?
It's really good. Have you tried their blushes in that same formulation as well? They're really nice.
Nice.
That whole collection is really lovely, actually, because it gives you a really dewy skin finish but without feeling kind of too thick.
Definitely. And then we have the editor's pick. Do you know what, I actually haven't tried this, but it is the Westman Atelier Skin Drops. I love the Westman Atelier. I love their blushes.
Yeah,
beautiful. Has anyone tried this?
Yes. No. Oh, they're so, I really like them actually.
Yeah.
In the little bottle that you shake, and they do. It's quite a dewy formula.
I was gonna say, more for dry skin. So, Michaela, you'd probably love something like this.
Yeah.
But it
my kids.
Yeah.
But it actually gives more coverage than you'd think. Mm. It's kind of one of those ones that's a bit of a surprise when you put it on, because it looks like it's going to be quite sheer, but it has actually a little bit more coverage than you initially think.
Okay. Yeah, I think makeup artist brands generally are brilliant, because they're the expert, and that is Gucci Westman's brand there. So let's stick with skin and let's go to best highlighter. And actually, the winner of this is the Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Flawless Filter. Again, another icon, I would say, along with Pillow Talk, probably the most famous product from Charlotte's range. It is beautiful. Would I say that it's an all-in-all highlighter? Probably not, because I'd say it's more of a primer.
Yeah.
Put it under your foundation, but you can use it as a highlighter.
Yeah.
But a lot is tried to be copied, but
I like it as a skin tint as well, a bit of a skin tint.
Yeah.
It's really good. But yeah, to your point, Lisa, like, there's so many brands that are now bringing out their versions of it.
Yeah.
But there's just a certain way that this sits on the skin that you just really go back to it time and time again.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I just think it's a beautiful, unique product.
Yeah, it's kind of created a category all of its own.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Runner up, huge fan. I know we all are here at Sheer Luxe. It is the Vive Skin Dew. I just think it's a really great product.
And actually, I'm adding an unofficial extra runner up in this category, because I'm also saying that the Vive Skin Nova.
Yes.
Amazing. I love that product as well.
Yeah, yeah, I great feel products. Like just a great product that, you know, suits all skin tones as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the editor pick, I mean, Becky is really outdoing herself today. It is the Rare Beauty Silky Touch Highlighter. This is a fantastic product.
I think Rare Beauty is just like winning on all fronts at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, the formulas are amazing. I love the applicators. They're really like intuitive to apply, I think, the products.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love them. Yeah.
The formulation of this is really unique because it's kind of like a creamy,
moussey kind
silky.
Of. Yeah.
We're articulating. We really are.
I bet you can imagine what it feels like straight away from that description.
This is the language of a makeup artist.
Creamy, moussey. Anyway, so that is the best highlighter. Great category there. Best cheek product. I mean, we all love a bit of blush, don't we? And it's going to be no surprise. The winner is the NARS Orgasm Blush. Again, iconic.
And a shade that suits everybody as well.
Yeah. And then we've got to give a shout out to the runner up, which is Merit Flush Balm Cream Blush.
So good.
It's easy to apply as well.
It is. Yeah. And then the editor's pick is the Glossier Cloud Paint, which again I have in my kit.
Yeah.
Love them.
So good.
Really, they can blend out beautifully. Stunning. Okay. Best eyeshadow. Ooh. This. I feel like you lot voting are just like real cult beauty lovers. Because the best eyeshadow palette goes to Urban Decay Naked Palettes. I mean,
it's an OG for a reason.
Old school.
They are so good.
And the shade range within each one really works well together. Yeah. Like, there's shades in each one that you'd absolutely use all of them.
Exactly.
Which is what I love.
It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really, really simple. Then we've got the runner-up of the Charlotte Tilbury Luxury Eye Palettes. Love the glitters in these.
Yeah. Gorge. Not tried. Oh. Not a glitter person.
Oh, I need to get some glitter.
Not a glitter person.
What?
It's like, I mean,
it's very refined. It's chic.
Unless you're me and you layer it up. And then the editor's pick is the By Terry Ombre Black Star eyeshadow. I think By Terry products.
Love those. Yeah.
Really great. Gorgeous. Beautiful. Congratulations. Okay, best eyeliner. I've got to say, everyone who's listened to this, who knows me, this is the winner for me too. Victoria Beckham Satin Cushion Liner.
Yeah, best. I've got it
so
on today.
So good. So have I.
The
black one. Here.
I've got Cinnamon on, which is my favourite shade. It's the newer one.
Yes.
The newest one. It's like a kind of like a
Cinnamon.
Again, another great description from Georgia Day there.
You're welcome, guys.
But the great thing about these is they blend beautifully, but then they set and they're great in the waterline as well. Loads of different shades. Very impressive, all Victoria Beckham's makeup.
Yeah.
Then the runner-up is the Charlotte Tilbury Rock and Coal Liners. Love the cocoa brow.
Yeah,
that's in that.
Really nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say the black, really good.
Yeah.
Jet black.
Yeah.
And then for the editor's pick, we have the Sephora Collection Retractable Waterproof Eyeliner. Love.
I've not tried.
Guys, Sephora own brand makeup is so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It doesn't surprise me, actually, because it's like you would imagine.
Like the makeup.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what works.
Exactly.
And super affordable as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on to Best Mascara, one of my favourite categories. And the winner is Maybelline Sky High Mascara.
So
that is a great mascara.
Nice
brush.
Very good brush.
But I love a high street mascara as well. I honestly don't think you need to spend a lot of money on mascaras.
100%.
Maybelline do it so well. And all their viral kind of AI stuff they did first was brilliant. So that is the winner. And then we've got the runner-up as the Hourglass Unlock Instant Extensions Mascara. I mean, Hourglass, I haven't met one of the mascaras that I didn't like.
Yeah. Having said, you don't need to spend a fortune. That is a really good mascara also. And it is a small fortune.
Yeah. Splash for
but it's worth it. The editor's pick is an all-time favourite of mine. It's
so good.
YSL Lash Clash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want big, bold lashes, you're going to get it with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good.
Mikaela, it now comes in bright blue. Just saying.
That's for me.
Get that glitter on and that bright blue mascara. But actually, the chocolate brown one that it comes in, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. Because a lot of brands are doing brown mascara and it wasn't a thing for a very long time.
I know.
But I love that. Yeah.
Okay. We are going on to best brow product. So many brow products out there.
So many.
The winner is Refi Brow Sculpt.
Amazing.
There's so many out there and I think that you just want your brows to stay in place, particularly if you've got quite coarse brows. Mm. That I think like all of us want our brows up a little bit and that does it, right?
Yeah. It's great. Back in the day we had messy brows, didn't even think about it. We didn't really take pictures though, did we? I'd come in and my brows would be like facing the opposite way. Like, oh! And now what world do we live in? There's a hairbrush for eyebrows.
It's a great product though.
It is really good.
And then the runner-up, no surprise, Benefit Precisely My Brow Pencil.
Yeah. I love those. I love the fine nib.
Yeah. Super fine nib. It's really, really great. Long-lasting. Just a great brow product. And then the editor's pick, I've got to say, also one of my favourites. Yeah. It's the Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Freeze Gel.
So good.
I just got to interview her for Sheer Luxe podcast, actually. And that was, she is just incredible.
She is.
So please, they put it in a gel, not in the pot anymore as well.
Yeah, it's easier to use. Mm. It's a slightly different finish, I think, it gives you. But it's really handy for just, if you're somebody that kind of likes tending to their brows, you just pop it in your bag and you can keep a check on them all day. It's handier than the pot.
Yeah, definitely. Best lip product. Okay, in first place, we have the Maximal Silky Matte Lipstick. I actually don't know if I've tried these.
It's just like a new and improved formula of the original one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there it's just go. Like a bit more hydrating. They've got a few more new shades. But yeah, if you love the original formulation, but you felt they're a bit dry, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're a bit bigger as well.
Okay, amazing. Love that. I mean, the runner-up is my all-time favourite lipstick, Lisa Eldridge, True Velvet Lip Colour Lipsticks. I'm actually wearing Velvet Warning right now.
Oh,
it's
wow.
a good one. It's
I feel like Lisa needs to rename it Lisa's favourite lipstick.
I honestly messaged her today and said, don't you ever discontinue this shade, Lisa.
Come please on. Give me a stop.
Yeah. Just perfect orangey-red. But I mean, the lipstick formulation is just beautiful.
They are beautiful.
I mean, look at it. Yeah. Gorgeous.
It's like elegant.
Art.
It's just chic.
Beautiful.
And then the editor's pick, Summer Friday's Dream Lip Oil.
I love this. Is the bit of me as well.
Yeah.
Lip oils again about like the moment, right?
Just really
hydrating.
It's so different
and
give you a bit of colour, but you know,
not sticky,
not as kind of high maintenance as a lipstick. Yeah. Just really easy to wear.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, good category there. Then we're going on to Best Brush Tool Brand, and I'm just going to shout out the winner here. It is My Kit Co. by James Malloy, who's an amazing makeup artist.
Yeah.
Beautiful brushes.
Yeah,
we love brushes.
Big fans. Then, Best in Makeup. Okay, guys, the winner of Best in Makeup for 2024 is Charlotte Tilbury.
Woo!
Not a surprise, you know. Again, the marketing behind the brand.
Yeah.
And something for everyone, I think. Like, yes. Whether you are a newbie to makeup or obsessed with makeup, like, there's just so much incredible stuff.
And it's so relevant as well.
Yeah. Congratulations, darlings. She would say. And then in runabout, we've got the amazing NARS Cosmetics, which is just, you know, again, beautiful, beautiful brand. And then the editor's pick is Chanel.
Love
it,
Chanel.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't?
Oh, yeah. A little bit of luxury.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right, we're moving on to best in skincare now. This is where Michaela's going to come into her own. You watch her go. Okay, we are starting with the best serum. We've already mentioned it once about Ariana's little hack. Mm-hmm. The winner is Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair Synchronized Multi Recovery Complex. No idea that was the full name. What a great product.
It's so good.
Great product. Lives in its skin, and it should be in everyone's skincare routines.
Yeah.
Great product.
And also, you don't have to just use it at night.
No,
You can use it whenever you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Even top up during the day, on holiday, by the beach, by the pool. Just imagine in the summer. Just
in the summer. Sounds like you need a giant bottle like that. Runner up, we've got the Beauty Pie Youth Bomb 360 Radiance Concentrate.
I love this product. Really? Can I just say, it's so good. It just, I don't know what it is. There's some kind of alchemy in that product. It literally just brings your skin to life. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
If you haven't tried it, try it.
And then the editor's pick is a SkinCeuticals CE Ferulin.
An OG of it.
Worth every penny. Okay, moving on to best cleansing product. Again, same with makeup. It's the OGs that are winning. We've got the Elemis Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm as the winner.
Absolute hero.
Amazing.
It is such a beautiful formula, isn't it?
Yeah. So good.
It's just divine. It comes off easily. It doesn't leave that greasy residue. You can use it as an overnight hydration mask. Just absolutely love this product. If I'm ever out, I'm buying it wherever I am.
I think we can tell why it's won. Okay, then we have got the runner-up as a CeraVe Hydrating Cleanser. Brilliant, affordable cleanser. Yeah. One of those cleansers, I suppose, if you've got problem skin, a teenager that needs a cleanser as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of teenagers that are using product with too many ingredients in.
Right.
Yeah,
and it's just a great go-to.
Skin.
And then we've got the editor's pick as a Sarah Chapman Skin Assist Ultimate Cleanse. I love this.
Do you know what? I love the applicator as well.
So do I. I love it in a pump.
Yeah.
It's so genius, isn't it? I know that sounds really ridiculous that little thing makes a difference.
Yeah,
but
it does. Mm. It just makes it feel hygienic, but even the scent of her product, the slip, that is also another one of her faves.
Yeah, we're good. Best brightening buy. Now, I'm sat next to someone with the glowiest skin you'll ever see with Adiola.
Well, likewise.
We need shades on, Lisa.
It's too much. Lay the table out like this.
Okay, so the winner of this is the Paula's Choice Skin Perfecting 2% BHA Liquid Exfoliant.
So good. You
love it?
Anyone that comes to me and says, what can I use for my skin? I've got a breakout. It's like one of those fail-safe products that works really well. Mm. But even though you do have those really active ingredients in there, it's a very good sort of a soothing formulation, because you've got like green tea extracts in there. So not only is it going to help to kind of like cool and soothe your area of irritation, it's really going to help to kind of nourish it as well. So it's amazing.
Guys, I'm off to buy one.
Sold.
It's amazing.
And then we have one of my favourites. The runner-up is the Medic 8 Press and Glow Tonic.
This is a good, super gentle.
Yeah.
Really gentle. Yeah. And also like pregnancy. It's that time when you still feel like you need to use some exfoliating and you don't really know where to go to. Really good PHA, and I think it's just it's one of the acids that's less aggressive, and it still leaves your skin feeling bright and perky but without the aggressiveness of an acid.
And I've been to their labs, and about 80% of people that work there are women, just saying. And then the editor's pick is the Sunday Riley Good Genes Glycolic Acid Treatment.
I love Sunday Riley.
She is incredible, formulates all her own products.
This is a great product.
I like the glycolic too.
Yeah.
I do.
What does a glycolic exactly do?
Well, it seems to be a bit more aggressive. It can be an aggressive acid, so not really for sensitive skins or anyone with eczema.
Yeah.
But it is a plain, safe exfoliator that does desquamate dead skin cells in a faster rate. So it's almost like you want that instant perk up, that instant glow glycolic acid.
This is a great one for that, because it goes on like a treatment mask almost.
It's a creamy consistency. Yeah. Not a lot of people like that in an exfoliating product, because a lot of people like to feel like they're doing something or they put it on and take it off, whereas it's more like a serum that you have a bit of a moment with.
Yeah, but it's still like an intensive boost of brightening.
Yeah,
I love that. On to best.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It's facial SPF, very important category. Yes. And the winner is La Roche-Posay's Anthelios Age Corrector SPF 50 Sun Cream.
Yay!
Yeah, agree. Yeah.
Just affordable, brilliant, reliable. Affordable,
yeah. Even for kids, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all rounder.
Yeah. Right. And also the size of the packaging is really good.
Yeah.
Good for packing.
Yeah,
yeah,
well.
Really slim, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, it yeah. is. And the runner-up is the Ultraviolet Supreme Screen Hydrating Facial Skin Screen SPF 50. Easy
so
for some
good.
To say.
Yeah.
Well,
I love it.
An amazing brand.
Another yeah. one. Yeah.
This is
another
a brand that one. You, whatever your skin type, you will find an SPF that really yeah. suits you. They've got an amazing mattifying mineral
yes,
one as well.
Yes.
They've got ones that are slightly dewier if you don't want to wear any makeup on top and you just yeah. like that dewy yeah. skin finish.
It's really and you have love to it. Love your SPF because right. we have to wear it every day. So if you yeah. dislike the consistency,
you're not going
to
wear it.
Not going to wear it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah, you have to find your love.
This is great reapplication, but also over makeup as well. It's
yeah.
really, really
yes.
good.
Yeah. And then the editor's pick is the Lancaster Sun Beauty Face Cream SPF 50. Another reliable,
so
brilliant.
Old school.
I love
this brand. They're, what's it called? Tan Maximizer as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very good.
Do you remember back in the day?
Everybody wanted that. Yeah. It is really just a really beautiful, beautiful product. You can't miss it. And
it's like sunshine in your bag, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You're never going to lose that.
It's very true. Okay, moving on to best problematic skin treatments. So first up, the winner is La Roche-Posay's Effaclar Duo and Blemish Treatment. Have
yeah.
you tried this?
I've not tried it.
Really good product. It's very gentle. It offers enough hydration to the skin, but without giving you any oily residue and any oily slip. I always find that clients or people with oily, problematic skin struggle to find an affordable moisturiser, and this is one I always recommend.
Okay. It's a great range, actually. Yeah. That whole range is really
yeah,
good
is.
Range for problem skin.
So good.
Sorry, the runner-up, I've just read the name. Dr. Barbara Sturm, the ultimate stinky pimple treatment. Is that the real name?
Yes, so I haven't actually tried this product, but I should imagine there's something in there that will be for a bit of cell turnover, so that will probably be where... Maybe the stinky pimples?
Wow. What a name.
You do you, Barbara. And the editor's pick is the Origins Peace of Mind On The Spot Relief.
Nice brand.
Yeah.
I love gentle product. Brand, actually. Yeah,
yeah
I really
good.
Like them.
Something quite different. We're going on to best tanning product.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Addie, you've been talking a lot about tanning
yes.
recently.
It's such a good way to even at your skin tone and give you that glow.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Always. And the winner is the Tan Lux, the Face Illuminating Self Tan
Drops. These ones.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. I love Tan Lux. So nice. I just think the formulas are so, so clever. And they don't smell.
Yeah.
Fake tan.
Yeah. I think they got the formula right.
I love putting some of those on with your moisturiser before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then you wake up and you just, I mean, you look like you've had a really good night's sleep.
Yeah. Even if you haven't.
Even
if, like, you went to bed at 4 a.m. Next time, I'll make sure I do that. And then the runner-up is the Isle of Paradise self-tanning water. We love Jules here.
We love Jules.
Sheerlux. Yeah. And Isle of Paradise is a brilliant brands.
Yes, really easy gorgeous. To use as well, this product.
Yeah, so. Really, really easy and gorgeous. And then the editor's pick is the Bare by Vogue self-tan. Another great brand, Vogue
really
Williams'
great.
Brand.
I love that brand.
Yeah.
It's a really, really easy to use, foolproof. It's really hard to get wrong, that brand.
Yeah. They've just got a really nice glowing product
yeah.
as well, which mm-hmm. is great.
Beautiful.
Okay, then we have the best face mask. Oh, we love a face mask.
These are goodies.
These are. And the winner is the Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask. Love this.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. it's just really, it kind of does everything, doesn't it? Yeah, it's like a really good all-in-one. Yeah. It's plumping, it's brightening.
I use a stay moisturiser.
Do you?
So yeah, nice. Stay moisturiser, hands, cuticles, have it in my bag. Yeah, Aurelia washes her hands and she's a bit dry. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just cool. have never had any issues with this product.
Yeah.
Whatever
it's
the
It's a really beautiful nice. Texture as well.
Yeah, it is.
I also
soothing.
Think the name is so brilliant because you know how you feel if your skin, you know, if you're jet lagged, your skin just feels really drab and lifeless.
It brings back that.
It's like, it does, you can picture exactly what it's going to do for you just looking at the name.
Well, you guys obviously agree with this because that's why it's the winner. Okay, and the runner-up is 111 Skin Face Mask.
I love their face masks.
So
they are really
great
good,
for your
they?
Kit. I mean, they are expensive.
I was going to say, I wish they were a little bit more affordable.
But if you're looking for a really beautiful treatment to really revive the skin, oh, they're heaven. They're gorgeous.
The eye masks.
Yeah, the pink diamond one is my favourite.
Yes,
yeah.
obviously. And I'm actually so happy that this is in there. It's the editor's pick and it's the Fresh Rose Face Mask. I love these face masks.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Gorgeous. That's the one with the little bits of rose petal in it. Yes. And it's sort of in the jelly.
Yeah,
I love that one.
I think like Fresh gets a miss sometimes, and I think the Rose Face Mask is one to bring it back for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Really, really nice. Okay, we're moving on to Best Moisturiser now. This one had loads of votes, obviously, because who doesn't love a moisturiser? And the winner is the Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Cream.
Another icon.
Yeah.
Another icon, as well as it not being too oily, but it still has the shea backup. A really good all-rounder moisturiser.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Staple in makeup artist kits
it
as well,
is,
isn't
yeah.
it? We love it. The runner-up is the CeraVe Moisturising Cream. Again, another great affordable product.
And one that stays in the middle as well for all skins, even the young ones that need a moisturiser.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
I always have this in my beauty cabinet. Just, you know, you never know sometimes. You get days where your skin is a little bit more reactive or a bit more sensitive, or, I don't know, maybe you've used something and you've got a bit of something, you know, flare up or inflammation. This is always just a really good one just to take it right down.
Fragrance
start again.
Yeah. It's really lovely. I like their version with the SPF and the pump, and it's really, really nice.
And then the editor's pick is the Elizabeth Arden Retinol and HBR Ceramide Rapid Skin Renewing Water Cream.
This is
that
good.
Is a sentence. You're a good I'm the same as the hope. I'm a massive Arden fan as well.
I love this cream. It's a really beautiful consistency. And again, you can actually do it day and night, which I think a lot of people think that you can only use retinol at nighttime. You can actually wear this in the day and it is beautiful.
Yeah, the new formula is great.
So nice.
Really agree with
as
that.
As long as you wear SPF.
Yes.
Always.
Okay, we're moving on to the best eye cream, and the winner of this is the Clarins Double Serum Eye. I mean, what is it, 70 years this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So this is, again, just a serum product. I mean, eye cream used to be quite heavy.
I am a serum eye treatment girl all round. I will always recommend a serum over investing in a cream. Unless you have very, 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 very dry eyes, or perhaps you could afford both and you can layer them together. For me, it's going in with serum first because the molecules are smaller. You're going to get the hydration there. We don't carry enough lipids around the eye area. It's why we have that such dry skin tissue around. It's thin as well. So a serum is great. And I love that it's got the double pipette inside, one square, and you get the best benefits as well. And it just absorbs beautifully. You can use it around on the eyelids as well.
I mean,
that was so good.
Yeah,
but anyone that doesn't believe in eye creams, that sold it.
Yeah, that is so good. And the runner-up for this one is the Ulla Henriksen Banana Bright Eye Cream. So this one is more like a cream, but I really like this because it does instantly brighten. It's that formula
they've reformulated it as well. Because it did have fragrance before, it doesn't. But if you're looking for a really great eye cream that does help to banish dark circles and actually improves the area of the under eye, this is a fantastic eye cream.
Yes. And then the editor's pick is My Blend Revitalizing Eye Cream.
This is a really luxe product. I love that. It feels
brand.
Really hydrating, really kind of, you can feel it doing its thing. Do you know what I mean? It packs a punch in a good way.
And the last category in skincare is the best anti-aging range. Firstly, I just want to say, I feel like the words anti-aging need to go.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, let's just have great products. And this is a great product. The winner, it is the Elizabeth Arden Privage.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. When I was growing up, I always remember my aunts and my mum using this range. Like, it was the luxe go-to that was going to absolutely help them stay 30 forever.
Yeah. And the runner-up is Estee Lauder Revitalizing Supreme.
I mean, Estee Lauder is just...
They know how to do skin.
Yeah.
And then the editors picked Dr. David Jack Daily Skin Trio.
Nice. I love Dr. David Jack. He's an aesthetic doctor, and he has a kind of a small, neat, really kind of really good edit of skincare. He has some really great masks as well, but I haven't tried the Daily Skin Trio, but yeah, it's really good stuff.
Well, if Becky says it's a favourite, it's a favourite.
Becky knows.
She knows. She's definitely not sat opposite me. Next, we're moving on to Best in Hair Care. I'm really interested to see who the winners are in this one, actually. And the best shampoo brand, the winner is Kerastase. I mean,
yeah.
Not shock.
No. Yeah, not shock. No.
Great. I love it. Formulation, something for all hair types, I think. And also really good at scalp care.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All the shampoos are really, really good at kind of cleaning your scalp and scalp maintenance and keeping your scalp kind of inflammation-free and that kind of thing as well.
The runner-up in this category is Davines, which, again, is a lovely brand.
Yeah, really nice.
Really, really nice brand. Again, quite like an old-school brand.
Yeah.
It's making a bit of a comeback as well. Mm-hmm. And the editor's pink is L'Oreal Professional. So, again, a really great brand, and now it's really easy to get because you used to only be able to get it in salons.
Yeah.
Now I think Boots are their, like, professional thing going on, so you can get it in there. Best styling product. Right.
These are all really good.
These are all really, really great. And mm-hmm. the winner of this is Colour Wow Dream Coat Supernatural Spray.
It's naturally.
I think Chris Appleton has got to be thanked
for
this one.
It's everywhere.
Isn't it?
It's so good though.
Yeah. But it works.
Yeah. Exactly.
It?
Yeah.
Like, it actually really does work. I think all of the Colour Wow products are really good.
They're really good.
I think it's hard to choose between them.
This is the one, right? Is this the one that I use it? I was like, this does nothing. And then I saw one of his videos and it's activated by heat.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was like, well, with my wet hair.
A lot of them look great. A lot of the Colour Wow products are activated by heat, so you do need to blow dry them in.
I had the shiniest hair I've ever had in my life.
So good.
I was like, okay, all right, Chris Appleton. Yeah. You are an expert.
Yes.
That is amazing. It's really great. And the runner-up, Sam McKnight. We love Sam McKnight. And his Cool Girl Barely There Texture Mist. Brilliant.
Please, can he bring out a candle
in this fragrance?
I love the fragrance.
The scent of the products.
Yeah, it's really, really great. And this is lovely because it doesn't add the weight, but it does add that texture. It's actually quite a smart product.
Yeah. It's really smart. And the mist is really fine. So even if you feel like you're spraying too much, you're never going to get a big patch of kind of stiff and dodgy. Yeah,
it's what you get for one of the best hairdressers in the world.
Well, this is it. He knows what he's doing.
One of his products, because just knowing that he is artsy and creative around hair,
such a legend. Yeah. He looks just like transformed into Sam McKnight.
Yeah, as I figured out.
Talking of amazing hairdressers, the editor's pick is the amazing Larry King and the Flyaway Kit. I love this. Amazing. It's so good for traveling.
Also really good if you are doing, not that I am, but if you're doing that really kind of viral slick back bun kind of like super clean look, because it comes with a little toothbrush type applicator and you can really just get all the fine flyaways and baby hairs. It's a really, really great product, really easy to use and not greasy.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Tried this one, Ali?
I've not tried it, but I love the idea of it as well, because, you know, especially if you've got natural hair, the flyaways and the baby hairs that you want.
Yeah.
And we always use like a toothbrush, so it's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good.
Best hair mask. Oh, I love a hair mask. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do.
I'll take all three of these.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually in my pocket. So the winner of this is the Olaplex number 3 Hair Perfector. I don't think I've tried this.
It's so good, yeah.
Really?
So obviously I have my natural hair and I have my wigs, but it's really good because it literally just, I put it on as like a mask and I leave it in. It says you can put it on for about 3 minutes. I leave it in overnight. Or just before.
just 12 hours.
Or if I'm getting my hair done in the morning, I put it on beforehand and your hair just feels re-strengthened. And I love the idea of it, just to kind of like nourish and condition your hair before you actually shampoo it.
Olaplex are so good at what they do, aren't they? Like, know that you are in safe hands when you choose an Olaplex product.
Can I say what I love that they did recently, which I thought was so genius? Because they are one of the most copied hair care brands, they bought out their own dupe.
Yeah.
It was like, was it called Dupeplex?
It's called Olajupe.
And there's something like, nothing's better than the original on it. But it was like a dupe. It was brilliant. It was
so
great.
Good
to have that humour. And the runner up for this is the Kerastase Elixir Ultime Original Hair Oil. Guys, my French is getting so good.
We'll be doing this podcast in French next year.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll
listen to anyway.
I love a hair oil. I love this one.
This is so good. Not greasy, doesn't weigh your hair down.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
Really nourishing.
And then the editor's pick is a real icon. It is the Philip Kingsley Elasticizer Brilliant.
Yeah. This brings your hair back from the brink.
Yeah. This is, I swim a lot. This is brilliant for when you are swimming a lot or you're on the holiday, you've been in the sun a lot. Yeah. Just fantastic. Okay, best product for curls, coils and textured hair. And the winner is the Way Curl Cream.
So I haven't tried this, but I love the Way hair care range.
I really love it.
Yeah.
And the smell of
the smell. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna smell that.
Amazing.
Yeah, the body range is great too. Yeah. It's a really, really great product. Is this by Jen Atkin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's a really chic brand. And obviously, if you guys have all voted for it and it's the winner,
it must be good.
It must be good. Okay, the runner up is the Bumble and Bumble Curl Defying Cream. Bumble and Bumble, I haven't heard that brand for a while.
Oh, I love a bit of Bumble.
Yeah, and curl defying. So I suppose this is just going to add, obviously, the definition to your curls without adding the weights as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bare curl range is actually really good.
Yeah.
It's been around for a little while and it is really good.
And the editor's pick is a brand called Bread.
Bread's
which I love.
Amazing.
Bread Beauty Macadamia Oil, Do All Oil for Hair and Everywhere.
I love that.
Have you tried it, Eddie?
I've not tried it, but I love Bread in terms of they've got like this.
I love a sandwich.
I
love Bread, yeah, but I also love this range. They do a really beautiful nourishing hair oil. I don't know if it's this one or a different one, but again, it's really good for your scalp as well. So I love an oil. I think it's really good, especially for, you know, afro hair. It can get very dry, so it's really good to have that nourishment. Like, we need it for our hair.
Okay. It's also really beautiful packaging, this packaging.
Yeah, it really
it's
is.
It's lovely. Like, it just looks good on your shelf.
And multi-use. You can use it everywhere.
I use this on shins, actually, because I get really scaly shins. Ooh. Sorry, too much information.
Well,
it's really nice because it's got enough sort of slip and slick, but it doesn't feel greasy on your hands
right.
as you apply it.
We are moving on to a very important category, the best conscious brand. And I'm not surprised by the winner of this. It is Ren Clean Skincare. Ren is a brilliant brand.
Yeah, and they are doing so much for sustainability and actually just changing the industry and how we all think about sustainability.
Yes. And also they're sharing the conversation with other brands as well. So they're not keeping all their secrets to themselves about their packaging, etc. They're sharing the packaging companies, etc. they use with other brands because they use 100% post-consumer recycled plastic, which I just think is great. And they're doing a lot. Like, it's
really good.
David Attenborough would be proud, Ryan.
Inspirational.
The runner-up. Oh, it's the Body Shop.
The nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Really beautiful products, their body butters, just all their products, even though they are really, really conscious, they're very effective. And I think that's very important because sometimes a brand can be too conscious, but the products aren't that effective.
Yeah.
I feel like the Body Shop have a really good sort of like, you know, middle ground with that.
Yeah. And it's amazing when you think how ahead of its time it was.
Right.
I mean, it's just crazy, isn't it? And I love how it's suddenly become like a really big thing with Gen Z and stuff on TikTok. Like, everybody loves the Body Shop all over again.
Stock up while you can.
Wow, well,
And then the editor's pick is Stella McCartney.
This is a great brand. This is, I really like the cleanser in this brand.
Like
it's a really, packaging's great.
Tried it again?
No.
Haven't you?
I have not. I feel like this is up your street.
Is it?
You'd like it, yeah.
Very, very chic, as you would expect from Stella. And obviously, she's always been conscious with her fashion brand as well, so that made complete sense to transfer that to beauty. Okay, best budget brand. And the winner is The Ordinary.
Of course. Great products.
I mean, great products. Easy to use, right, as well?
Yeah. They're great with education as well.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I feel like this brand is one that's made every consumer kind of a little bit more educated on the skincare.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is a bit savvier because of The Ordinary, I think.
Yeah. Lots of clients come in and they're naming all of these ingredients. Like,
exactly.
This is great.
Yeah.
And it's an understanding of why they're using the ingredients as well, but they're taking away from it.
And that is really empowering. If you've had problems with your skin and, you know, you're not sure how to get where you need to get to, it's really empowering to feel like you know a bit more about what you're looking for.
Yeah. One place meets all.
And the runner-up is Curel. We're big fans of this brand.
Yeah,
Eddie.
Love Curel.
Just putting on some of the deep moisture spray, pass it round. It's such a great brand, isn't it?
Yeah, and I believe it's a Japanese brand. And when you think about like technology and skincare and where like the most innovative skincare
comes from. It's a really fine mist as well, which is really nice.
It's
it doesn't look like you've been caught in the rain.
We are now super hydrated. Yeah. And then the editor's pick is the beautiful Sculpted by Amy, Amy Connolly.
She's amazing.
She's so such a boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just opened their first boutique in Carnaby Street.
I know, isn't that amazing?
Irish brand.
Yeah, available on Boots now as well.
And it's her brand. It's, you know, it's amazing. 100% her brand. She's such a grafter. Mm-hmm. And her products are really accessible.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
Really nice. Okay, we're moving on to best viral products. There could have been so many in this, right?
Yeah. How'd you get this down?
I know. But this one, the winner is the Sol de Janeiro.
You're going to say it, right?
Oh, yeah, I will actually. The Sol de Janeiro Boom Boom Cream. Thank you. Ooh. Spelt bum bum, which I much prefer, actually. But yeah, you say it boom boom.
Boom boom.
Brazilian bum bum cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I love the smell of this.
Oh, yeah, I feel like you either love the smell or don't.
Yes. Yeah.
Matilda, who's my daughter, one of my best mate's daughters, she's 13, came round the other day and I let her raid the beauty room. And that was the first thing she picked. She's like, I can't believe I'm going to be taking this to school to show my friends.
Yeah.
Because it is like this popular product.
Yeah. It is. That aside, it is actually a really good body cream.
It is a really good body cream. And I have to say, it's harmless.
Yeah.
Which is lovely to have a conversation about a product that's harmless for these kids to use on their...
That you'd feel safe buying for your teenager. Absolutely,
And then the runner-up, I mean, I'm definitely not surprised by this. We'll blame the phone case. It is the Rode Peptide Lip Treatment.
But it's so good.
It's so good.
Like, you can't even fault it for being
it's
that viral
product. It's dangerous, though, because I've got one in every colour in my bag.
I've just got 12. Really.
Yeah, it's so good.
And they're so slim and, like, chic.
The applicator... How it feels on the lips, the smell.
They're amazing. Yeah. Great lip treatment.
Really is.
Yeah.
And then the editor's pick is By Ellie Brow Texture. Now, we were saying earlier, I haven't tried this.
I haven't tried this either.
No?
This is another viral one, isn't it?
That's why it's the first viral product category.
A bit like the Anastasia, the new brow freeze in that kind of applicator.
So good.
Love the wand, actually.
Yeah. Like a mascara one, but I can imagine that will really kind of lift up the brows and give it the definition. Yeah.
But also, it looks like the texture's quite fine, so it's not going to coat. You know how some of the brow products coat? There's just so much of that white residue left over on your brows, and I find it quite hard to brush through.
Yeah.
That one looks like it won't do that.
Well done.
Yeah,
by
well
Ellie.
Done, by Ellie.
Done. Okay, then we are going on to our last category. Can't believe it's nearly over. For another year. We have got the best newcomer. And you're going to be very happy about this one, G, because the winner is Merit Beauty.
Yay. I just love Merit. I honestly think they've come along and just kind of changed the game.
Yeah.
I think it's all about makeup and skincare, but for the people who like their skin to show, who want that kind of healthy second skin finish.
Yeah.
And I really do think all of their products do it. From this serum, which is a great serum if you haven't tried it, it just kind of brings skin alive. The concealer sticks are amazing. The complexion sticks are amazing. The blush we talked about earlier is just such a beautiful dewy formula. Really easy to apply. Really good colour payoff. You can't go wrong.
The packaging's so nice.
Packaging is so nice.
And there's obviously loads of fans out there because it's one, which is great.
Yeah.
And then the runner-up is My Blend.
I love My Blend. Yeah. It is spenny.
Yes.
Yeah. We should say that. But it's really good. It's packed full of really good things. And actually, what I really like about My Blend is especially the serums. I don't know if you've tried them, because they are called like brightening, hydrating.
Easy.
They're really easy to use. They're really intuitive. You know
they
what to
a roll.
Yeah.
I love their face tool.
And that mask is really good. The LED mask.
God, that mask was game changer. I was lent it for about 4 days. I'm sure Rebecca kept asking me to send it back. I was like, it's in the post.
And then the editor's pick for this best newcomer is Kosas.
Another
brand. It's exciting. I'm happy that it's in the UK now, because I remember going to do trips in the US, it would be the first thing I'd buy is that concealer. So I'm really happy it's in the UK now.
Oh, and the fact that Becky's picked it as the best newcomer. Fantastic. Guys, thank you so much for doing this. How brilliant was that?
Amazing.
Brilliant. So great.
So fun.
And obviously, all of the winners will be on site as well, so you can check them all out. And thank you so much for listening. But most importantly, thank you so much for voting. We'll be back next year. See you then. Bye.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.